ॐ वाक्मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् आविरारोम येति वेदस्य म आनिष्यत श्रुतमे मा प्रहाषि अनेनाधीतेनाहो रात्रां सन्दासि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तत्मवसु तत्वक्तारसवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारमवतु वकाराम् ओम शांति 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 ओम मे माई स्पीच बी फिक्स्ड इन द माइंड मे माई माइंड बी फिक्स्ड इन द स्पीच ओ सेल्फ मैनिफेस्टेड आत्मन टू द मैनिफेस्ट दाई सेल्फ अंट मी ओ माई माइंड एंड स्पीच मे यू बी फिट टू रिवील अंट मी द हाइएस्ट नॉलेज मे आई नॉट फर्गेट वॉट आई हैव हर्ड विदाउट फर्गेटिंग वॉट आई हैव लर्नड मे आई बी एबल टू स्टडी डे एंड नाइट द राइट विल आई स्पीक द ट्रूथ विल आई स्पीक मे ब्रह्मन प्रोटेक्ट मी मे ब्रह्मन प्रोटेक्ट द परसेप्टर मे ब्रह्मन प्रोटेक्ट मी मे ब्रह्मन प्रोटेक्ट द परसेप्टर ओम पीस 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 दिस इज अ लेटर फ्रॉम स्वामी निशेषानंद dated July 1980. I will read part of that letter because some of the details are quite a bit. My dear doctor, love and good wishes to you and to all other friends and related families. Trust all are doing well. My program is now fixed. After the Ganges function, 1st August to 3rd, we return to Chicago on 4th. On 5th probably, Swami is including myself, fly to Daytona Beach to Mr. our seminary retreat in Lusaka from the start. He wants a hotel in Daytona Beach, 3 days there, 2 in West Palm Beach, 2 in Miami, then 3 days in Atlanta, 3 in Columbia, 3 in Raleigh, and 3 in Rock Mount. The last place is owned by, you know, somebody in North Carolina. From there on 24th August, I reach Toronto. On 29th, I leave by British Airways and reach London on 30th. By 7th September, I reach Lusaka. My birthday, 14th September, will be celebrated quietly in Lusaka this time. I will have it again in Salisbury. When I cross over there by bus, if available, in a fortnight more. And he visited Philadelphia, where I was there between 8:22 to 8:24. Another letter, dated 17th May 1980. My dear, love and good wishes to you and all related families and friends. Thanks for the letter containing the papers. Somebody has sent me the air ticket for my next trip to Easton. I have no idea the way Swamiji may fix connected programs. If he has no other area in mind, he may allow me to stay in Philadelphia for a few days before returning to Chicago. I spent 5 days in Lafayette. This time we arranged 4 evening talks in one of the university rooms. About 30 people attended, many being new Indian MAs trying for their PhDs in different subjects. Many are already professors in India or working engineers. Almost all of them attended a dinner in Mr.'s home last night. I gave a talk on Indian music and Saint Tyagaraja. Some in the audience who were from Andhra sang songs. It all ended well. another letter from the Swamiji. The date is not available. My dear Mr. Love and best wishes to you, wife, daughters, relatives and friends at New York, Philadelphia and Easton who still remember me. Trust all are doing well. I am all right. On 5th September 1982, we had in Harare, our ashrama, a combined celebration of the birthdays of Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Sarada Devi and Swami Vivekananda. Just we did as we did last year. We selected early part of September for various reasons, one being that my friends want to use this occasion to celebrate my birthday also, which should normally be 14th September. This time they marked on the cake 83, meaning that I completed 83 and started on my 84th. Over 200 friends attended. The worship and fire oblations heaven were directed to Sri Ramakrishna. Following a mission's printed booklet, we taped the entire ritual with a very delicately introduced beautiful instrumental musics. The result was thrilling in the ears of the audience. Many wanted a copy of the cassette. A minibus load of 19 friends came all the way from Baliwaga, 300 miles south, spending about $1,000. I colored videotapes of the function. A colored videotape of the function was taken, as we did last year. The process tape has not yet come. The major part of the date time I am now spending in the ashram itself. For the night, I go to the home of Mr. somebody. I am just typing this letter from the ashram. I am carefully studying the excellent book you sent, Power Through Constructive Thinking by Emmett Fox. Here are a few valuable statements taken from the small on the Golden Key scientific paper will enable you sooner or later to get yourself or anyone else out of any difficulty on the face of the earth. It is the golden key to harmony and happiness. You need to take no one's word for it, and you should not. Simply try it for yourself and see. God is omnipotent and man is his image and likeness. It is intended to be taken literally at its face value. Whoever you see, wherever you may see, the golden key to harmony is in your hand now. This is because in scientific paper, it is who works and not you. And so your particular limitations or weaknesses are of no account in the process. Your treatment will really be just the getting of yourself out of way. Stop thinking of the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God instead. This is the complete rule, and if only you do this, the trouble, whatever it is, will presently disappear. It never fails to work when given a fair trial. To be continuously glancing over your shoulder, as it were, in order to see how matters are progressing is fatal, because that is thinking of the trouble, and you must think of God and of nothing else. Drive the thought of the difficulty right out of your consciousness for a few moments, at least substituting for it the thought of God. This is the crux of the whole thing. Leave the question of ways and means strictly to God. You want to get out of your difficulties, that is sufficient. You do your half and God will never fail to do his. Pages 138 to 40. The last section is God in business. It ends beautifully. Never allow yourself to be strained or tense or overeager. God never hurries. He works without effort. In dealing with fellow man, put God on both sides of the table. The outcome will be true success for both parties. I have begun to use this excellent book as my text for part of my weekly talks. Of course, I add some passages from other familiar books like Upanishads. People like the references to passages found in Emmett Fox. Thanks to you for sending me this gift. Doctor wrote a nice letter to me before he left for India. I shall reply when he returns. He wrote a line or two about Chicago work. That is all the news. Glad to know about your children's progress and the relief you had now from the old financial problems. That problem brought us together. By a chain reaction, we had all the beautiful meetings in your spacious home. It is an undreamt of spiritual festival involving many participants. One young lady used to come all the way from Washington, where she was studying, just to listen to our discussions for a half a day only. And then she used to go by train, full of joy and enthusiasm, make me wonder at the time and money involved in such a train journey. May God, seated in her heart, shower her as well as others with His choicest blessings. The colored photo my host got from you was enlarged by him, and it adorns his sitting room where we used to hold our Tuesday night lectures till a fortnight ago. Long back, one engineer from Texas came to your house with his lawyer wife suffering from horrible eruptions all over her body. They came twice, the second time with considerable improvement in the blood and therefore of the skin. In about a year, she was cured 99%. Now they have been blessed with a son whom they named Rishi Sage. God's grace knows no bounds. It was affectionately Swami Nisheshananda. I will close with a prayer. Kayena vacha manasa indriya arvya buddhyotmana va prakrite svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayaneet samarpayami. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all that to the Supreme Divine Narayana.